In recent years, you see some barns around that are, they probably, I know one up here in the country that I would guess it's 30 feet wide and 100 feet long. And that's devoted to raising hogs.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, that's a rather small scale.
Yeah. The would these things be divided up? Would they have like farrowing pens inside them or what?
I don't know what he has, but I recall one out here southeast of town that he had them very definitely, had that barn very definitely partitioned into small pens.
Mm-hmm. The what would you call the enclosure around the barn, anywhere the stock?
Just call it the fence.
Okay, you wouldn't have a term like a lot or.
Well, we spoke of the. I see what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
The area you're
yeah.
talking about. Oh yeah, well, that is known as the barn lot,
mm-hmm.
or the barn yard.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect the barn lot was probably more common.
Mm-hmm. Where would the what would the place be called where the cows and the horses and everything would be turned out to graze?
We usually call that a pasture.
Mm-hmm. Were there any other terms you had for it? Okay.
I don't think of any.
Did they ever the small farmers that just kept cows for their own use? Did they ever milk the cattle or the cows in the pasture?
Yes.
What would you call a place where they do that? They had a little enclosure or something.
Don't know if I ever heard a term for that.
Okay. All right. What about different kinds of fences? What kind of fences would they have on them?
The earliest kind, of course, was a rail fence.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard another term for the kind of fence that we had here. Because there are different ways of building a rail fence, I've found out.
Mm-hmm.
But all the rail fences in this part of the country were built on a zigzag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we noticed that coming in here. We saw a couple.
And then later, I have seen fences built where they set two posts like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then 8 or 10 feet over here, they'd set two more.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started building that fence up with rails,
mm-hmm.
see? But the early fences around here were of the zigzag type. They didn't have to dig any post holes at all,
mm-hmm.
see? And believe it or not, a lot of those rails were black walnut.
Yeah, I know. They're great for that, but they're so expensive. Oh, what about some other kinds of fences they might have?
Well, of course, I suspect that the next step was a barbed wire fence.
Mm-hmm.
And then along came the woven wire fence.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a combination of woven wire and barbed wire,
mm-hmm.
where the woven wire came up, 4 or 5 feet, and then they put two barbs on top,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
And then there are other. There's another type where the woven wire was only about 3 feet,
mm-hmm.
and then 3 or 4 barbs on up.
Mm-hmm.
Those were combinations, see.
Yeah.
And there just wasn't any hard and fast rule that I know of, except that most woven wire fences, to come think about it, were about 5 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had 1 or 2 barbs on top.
Mm-hmm.
How about I have seen some, of course, that put with wooden posts. Of course, they were wooden posts to start with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They put a barb on the inside, and that was to keep cattle from pushing up against
pushing,
it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Pushing it yeah.
Okay.
The what I was going to say was. Were there any more...
Excuse me just a minute. Then there's an old plank fence.